To talk about the fact that Argentina has pegged its currency to the dollar and to discuss the effect that that has had on the problems there, we called C. Fred Bergsten. He is director of the Institute for International Economics and joins us by telephone from his office in Washington. Mr. Bergsten, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. About this business of pegging the currency to the dollar, in Argentina's case, 1 peso, $1. The decision was made 10 years ago in part to curb runaway inflation, which it did do. But apparently it created other problems for the Argentine economy.
Right. It was extremely successful at the outset. Argentina had a history of hyperinflation. They wiped that out in a stroke by pegging their currency to the dollar and essentially importing the stability in prices that we experience in the United States. The problem was that they had no exit strategy from that rigid arrangement. Over the next few years, Argentine inflation, though it had come down a lot, was still much higher than inflation in the United States and other countries. But with the rigid exchange rate relationship, Argentine products became increasingly overpriced in world markets. They lost export sales. Imports became cheap and flooded in. Their trade deficit soared. It weakened their economy and eroded their reserves. In addition, they were unable to conduct any kind of domestic monetary policy to respond to the problem.
So if for example, here in the United States, we would make some sort of adjustment to get our overseas dollars back into some kind of shape, they couldn't do that.
Right. In fact, most countries now float their currencies, as do we. The dollar is floating in the exchange market. Argentina denied itself that luxury and therefore increasingly priced itself out of world markets.
Now, Argentina is expected to devalue the peso, to unhook from the dollar and devalue the peso. What is that going to mean? Will that start runaway inflation all over again?
It could, but it depends on what they do on other fronts. It depends what they do on monetary policy. If they are able to give full independence to their central bank, for example, and the central bank is able to carry out a tough monetary policy, limiting the creation of new money, they can avoid inflation. If they are able to get their budget deficit under control so that the government can finance its spending from taxes, not have to demand that the central bank print money to finance the budget deficit, then they can keep inflation under control.
But you're talking here, in the case of Argentina, about a country where the president has just gotten on a helicopter and left, and the government is in shambles. Nobody is really in place to do the kinds of discipline things you're talking about.
That is true, and this is a case where you really need an independent central bank. If the Argentine Congress would now have the wit and the courage to make the central bank independent, bring in somebody tough to run it, that would go a long way to restore confidence and avoid the inflation risk from a depreciation of the currency.
Now, Mr. Bergsten, Argentina is not the only country which has pegged its currency to the dollar. Other countries in South America have done so. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Practically every country in the world, including in Latin America, has long since stopped pegging its currency to the dollar. Brazil used to do it, but they've moved off. Mexico used to do it, but they've moved off. Argentina is, in fact, the last country in Latin America that has tried to keep its currency pegged to the dollar. Now that's going to be over as a result of this crisis.
Fred Bergsten, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
C. Fred Bergsten, he is the director of the Institute for International Economics based here in Washington, D.C.